You see, he's coming now. We're coming.
Who?
The dog.
He's just waiting?
Yeah, he's going to pull in now, so.
Oh, okay.
The dog. So he said,
dog?
What's his name? Daniel.
Oh,
good.
Hey, bro.
Good.
You accepted my invitation?
I did not. I left Jack Ma.
I have board meeting.
I left Jack Ma, literally.
Hey, man. Hi, see you up.
Good, man. Hey, Kevin.
You Jack Ma, yes?
Yeah. I was with him
now. Oh, Jack Ma.
Jack Ma is here. I was literally with him now, and I'm actually going to have dinner with him. But sorry to disturb your session, man.
Now the board meeting is done.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great.
We're done, so no problem.
I need to speak to you guys urgently because I just came off the phone from the PIC, and the PIC are absolutely furious about the BT transaction not taking place. So contrary to what everyone thinks, the PIC absolutely wanted that transaction to take place. They're not considered our positions, none whatsoever. They understand the issue is that, you know, deals will be done at the right time, the long-term shareholder, but they want an explanation like now on the BT transaction. It's a major, major issue for them. I can tell you now. And I mean, I came off the phone, and you know, for me to leave Jack Ma was serious. So they said, you know, who gave you guys permission to stop the BT transaction? They wanted to do that transaction. It was critical to them. It was one of the reasons why they invested. They don't care about anything else. I'm telling you now. Other acquisitions, you take 10 years on the phone dancing to me. To do acquisitions, it's fine. But you guys committed to doing BT. And you didn't do BT. So, I mean, they having the investment committee meeting tomorrow morning. I was literally listening to him screaming at me. And I said to him, look, the issue is that there were concerns around the valuation of BT. The 1 billion rand. He says, no, but you told us about it. We agreed to it. We invested on that basis. We had no problems paying. In fact, we made a point. He said he spoke to Khalid and Kevin about the fact that they spoke to you, Fidelis spoke to you guys about that 1 billion would go for that, but the other monies would go towards acquisitions. He said to him, well, it doesn't affect the BT Alliance agreement. He says, no, they understand that. That's not the issue here. He says, the issue is that they had to discover yesterday, you know, through a SENS announcement that the BT transaction is off. We had an explanation given to them. We might call them up. We might tell them. You know, all these kind of things. So, and they seem to have having an investment committee tomorrow. Obviously, there's a lot of confusion about the BT Alliance Agreement and the BT Equity Stake is complete confusion about. In their minds, you know, I spent then, he spoke to Fidelis, he spoke to the investment team, he spoke to the chairman of the PIC. Chairman of the PIC called me. So he says to me, what's going on? I explained to him, I said, this is the situation. He says, but, okay, I understand that, but, you know, the thing is that we invested with you guys on the basis that BT was coming. Okay. Back to Machado again. Again, he said to me, look, you know, you came to us with an investment proposal that BT, 30% of BT will be owned by you. It's our call to make whether or not that is a good or bad. You know, we invested on that basis. We invested on the bigger partnership. We invested that, and I said to him, look, you know, it's taking time to do these things, etc., etc. He said, that doesn't worry us at all right now. We, as the PIC, we, as long as you guys are not, you know, taking the money and running away with the money somewhere, I mean, that's what his words to me, we have no issue with you guys. If you take 10 years, his exact words to me, if you take 10 years to do a transaction, that's okay. But the BT thing was non-negotiable. So it's you know, it's the exact opposite of what I think we thought, right? Because They're saying they're looking like idiots with the investment committee. I remember I told you guys, the entire investment committee stamped the whole transaction. It wasn't Machila, it was every single person on the investment committee. And it was not just the investment committee, it was taken to the board stamped the transaction. The fact that it was after the actual investment doesn't really matter. From the PIC process point of view, this transaction was sanctioned fully at the board level, investment committee level, you know, etc. And I can't, you know, I said to him, I'm with Jack Ma. Fidelis is texting me, going crazy on the text. You know, these guys, they want an explanation urgently about why. So I said what we agreed the other day. We said that AI decided not to sell the BT stake, or delayed it until the market is more receptive. I said, look, it's very difficult. The guys are working within negative media environments, all very difficult, etc. And I gave all these explanations. The issue is that we don't care what explanations you're giving us. The reality is that, you know, you guys, so now he's saying, so you see how these guys work. I think it's really important that one, that somebody gets on the phone to them and says to them, look, this is delayed. This is not happening right now. The negative media pressure has made it difficult for BT, for us, you know, for AIO, the whole market things. And then the second thing is to basically say to them, look, you know, we're still on track. Over time, we'll do what we need to do. But for now, you know, we're taking things step by step. I think it's important to take them into your confidence. But right now, they're furious. Right now. And I think we need to clarify this with them that there's a separate BT alliance agreement versus a BT equity stake. So, and that the two are not linked to each other, you know. And then the other thing they don't want to see that AI benefits from a BT thing and not IO. So it's quite the reverse. In other words, they want BT to be known. They absolutely want it. It's a whole premise. Whether you pay $1 million, whether you pay $2 billion for the BT stake in IO is irrelevant to PIC right now. For them, it's that is what they bought into. The fact that the BT stake was coming into IO. So you know, I wouldn't be, I promise you guys, if you know, I'm sure this is you guys are quite between dinner with Jack Ma at 6. But the reality is, you know, I had to leave this session with him now come here because these guys, I mean, I'm basically spending all my time outside the hall taking calls from, you know, Dan, the chairman of PIC, everyone else. See, these guys support us. Some cup of tea would be very nice, yeah, thank you. The guys support us. They're not hostile to us. But one thing, for them, it doesn't matter the price that we were paying, IO was paying for the BT stake. It was just the fact that it was in IO. That's so critical for them.
And the key issue here is the consent from BT, which was never forthcoming, right?
Yeah, sure. I didn't say that.
I know that, but we all know why this hasn't happened. Yeah. Yeah? So how do we fix that? Because the worst thing we can do, because we've got two issues here. One is managing the PRC, one is managing BT. Yeah. The last thing we need is BT to say, hey, you know, and they come out with a statement. And, you know, we've got ourselves into a real corner with BT. Because we had no other option but to put something, as we've discussed, something tangible on the table, because they would never give that consent. We all know that. Because of all the issues that have been created in their mind about what they're trying to protect themselves against. But the issue we have is still, you know, because the PRC, if they don't understand the context of this.
No, sure. I didn't tell the PRC anything about that discussion. Yeah. I basically said to them, look, the media environment has made it very difficult for AI, IO and BT to do this thing. And that is why the management team decided to postpone it. So now I try to get out of it. So by saying that I did not say there's no pricing from BT, I did not say that you know, any of, because they were, in their minds, for the way they look at it, is that BT's, the stake in BT was everything. I mean, now it's kind of paraphrasing them, you know. And now that the stake in BT is gone, the whole BT relationship is gone. And I mean, I try to explain that to them, that that's not the case. That there's a BT equity stake and there's a BT alliance relationship.
I think that needs to be highlighted, the difference between
and
the two.
I think we need to have a media statement on that as well. I think we need to
We just discussed it earlier. But I mean, let me just turn it around. I mean, isn't this in a strange way kind of opportunity for the PIC to write to us accordingly that the BT stake is important? Because I think BT raised that they worried about what the PIC's thoughts were and they didn't want to buy it and then maybe inflated value or whatever. It could be something we can take to the BT.
I think they're going to more than write to you, to be honest with you.
Well, that's,
I think they're going to more than write to you. I think they're going to send you a letter.
And then take it
I think they're going to send you a legal letter. I'm telling you now.
Saying what?
Basically saying that you have misled them about the stake in BT. I think PIC is very angry. We're going to have to provide, in the words of both the chairman and Dan, a very credible explanation to them as to why the BT thing did not happen. They have the investment committee tomorrow, they have a board meeting for a week, but Dan was at pains to tell me that, you know, he kept on saying that you are in, you, he, of course he sees IO as well, so you are in breach of, you know, the investment document that you guys gave us. So I don't know what investment document he's referring to, but...
Probably the PLS.
The PLS, I don't know what the PLS says.
It says subject.
On the subject or whatever.
But it's,
I didn't go and debate any of his issues with him. Because I try to keep it factual. But not giving them 100% of the story. There are gaps in what I was saying, but I kept it factual. First thing I said to him is, factually, PIC had raised the valuation of BT with us a couple of months ago. So they made an issue that is it worth 1 billion and we need to see the valuation of Quest or whatever it was, the company, etc. So we are surprised that it suddenly becomes a big issue. So that's a fact. That's a fact.
I'm sorry.
I said all of that contributed towards a decision not to proceed with the sale from AEI to IO. All of those factors. And I emphasized to him that there's been continuous discussions with BT from IO side, continuous discussion with AEI, continuous discussions with the IO management around all of these issues, and fundamentally a decision was taken not to proceed with the transaction. That's what I said. I didn't talk about the concept of BT or anything like that. Bottom line is, we ended up all of us saying, okay, I'm going to come here, get you guys to pick up the phone, speak to Fidelis, give him the explanation as to what's going on, because for them, they've got the investment committee in the morning. And I do think you need to speak to them. That's important.
Who do we need to speak to?
I think you need to pick up the phone with Fidelis. And I think you need to speak to them, and I think you need to say to them, look, I don't think you need to say anything different by saying, which is that literally the environment is toxic for anyone to do anything. It's not in the interest of BT, IO, or AI. Right now.
And so let me then go on to say to you, yes, the conversation of BT continues. It's a very difficult environment. BT is so flipper nervous because of all their UK laws and anti-corruption and all that stuff.
And noise.
And because of the noise, they are constantly questioning and asking, so we have to move it very quickly. So perhaps Dan or so, whoever we speak to, Fidelis, what might help is if you, and I like your idea, And also, by the way, if it's potentially any harsh action, is why didn't you actually send us a letter along those lines to say, we're very disappointed to see that this is what's happened. One of our key underlying reasons was investing in IOs, the acquisition of BT. Something to that effect. Now, I think...
One thing I would not say to them, yeah. Which you got to understand their mindset, is not say to them, well, you knew it was subject to something. Can I give you the mindset of the year? These are asset managers. Their mindset is that, remember what I told you, and this is very important, why this transaction can never be challenged legally, ever, because it was fully sanctioned at multiple levels. This is not like any other, transaction. This is because of the noise around this transaction, the PIC went to extraordinary lengths to actually take it to the investment committee and the board post-factum, because they never wanted to come back on this deal. And so, legally, we are 100% okay, and the PIC is 100% okay. I think Kevin should call the nicer CEO. That's the first thing, and maybe yourself something good.
Yeah, I think we'll sit here. You can address.
I'll sit here. I'm not going to be party to the meeting. Don't tell him I'm here. Mm. I just want to hear what they're going to say as well for myself.
Okay. Guys, I'm not comfortable phoning them about this. Okay. The relationship with the PIC is not so good.
Okay. So I
just want to be clear on that. So I've tried to manage the situation very effectively. This is what I'm saying is for all the reasons I've raised.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to do this deal. Because of all the caveats to that is the bad press and the mechanism of the money, all the stuff I've raised, Doc. I don't feel comfortable on this call going on record and saying this. Because as a CEO of IO, this is not a good deal for us.